The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington. We're at DALE007 on Twitter. It's going to be a good show today. Don't forget to go over and check out at Hootball Gaming on Twitter. Give us a follow over there. That's the show. You'll see a bunch of our plays and a bunch of our banter on there. Got to check out the premium stuff, the DFS pass, the fantasy pass. We got Hoopball 360. It's all three of our tiers for all one package. We're constantly tweeting out the link you can go to, so keep your eyes peeled on that. If you need it, let us know. But you can definitely get it over at hoop-ball.com. Just go to the premium tab, select buy premium, see which one you want. Go from there. Wager pass, $9.99 a month, 33 cents a day. We definitely make that back for you pretty quickly. As of last night, I had a really good night college basketball wise. And it was a fun one. Really good games, real fun games and real fun results. Had some really good success with a two-unit play on Wagner. The overs that I was looking at for my free plays and the wager pass plays hit. Minnesota, pretty much the low spot. Minnesota and Austin Peay. If they would have went ahead and hit, we would have had a 8-0 night. No. So we went 4-0 on both. So six. It would have been a 6-0 night. I think. I don't know. I suck at math. Y'all figure it out, please. It's mid-major Friday. Mid-major Friday. Yesterday, we had Tally Site Thursday. I don't know if y'all are starting to notice a trend. By the way, we're still doing the five-star review giveaway. Go to Apple Music. Leave a five-star review. Leave at least 10 words. Submit it, screenshot it, send it to Dan or I, at Dan Bespris, the Podfather, at Aaron Bruski, the Don. Come join the family. Leave that review. Let us know. Let us know what we work on. I've been going through some audio issues lately, I know. So we always like to be better. We want it to be as good for you as possible. This is a really fun, enjoyable show, in my opinion. I love doing it. And it's a free one, and we want it to be top-notch, just like the rest of our work. Going to talk about today's show sponsor. That's Manscaped, manscaped.com. Go over there, use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping. We take care of tax plus some and the shipping. Holy moly. Go get your weed whacker. Whack your weeds coming out of your nostrils, out of your ear holes. I know you got it. I got it. Then there's the Lawnmower 3.0. Electric, waterproof, use it in the shower. Cleanup's a lot easier. Take my word for it. Complete care kit. It's golden. I mean, not literally, but it's like really awesome. Comes with those two products plus some. Got some nice shampoos and face scrubs for us gentlemen. All around good quality products that are good for you, that do good for your body. No tugging, none of that itchy stuff. No funny business. Use that promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20, and get your lawn mowed. Like I said, it's Mid-Major Friday. I actually got some NBA plays I really, really like today, so we're going to talk more heavily on NBA than we normally do. And it's going to be overall hoops day. Spring training starts tomorrow. Yeah. Sneak peek, me and Blake are working on a deep futures dive win totals scrub for the whole MLB. Last year, I'm a high volume bettor, so I love my basketball, my college basketball, and my MLB. And, you know, this time last year, we didn't have Blake on board, so it's going to be a really fun, exciting scrub to do that article. And more to come. More to come. So, also, Selection Sunday, this Sunday. I can't believe it. Oh, wait. No, I time traveled there. No, that's not for another week. Sorry, guys. I think I said that on a previous show, too. Disregard. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm not going to edit that out of there because transparency. Still going to be an exciting weekend. We're going to start seeing conference tournaments popping up and conference standings locking in. NBA is about to reach the halfway point. FCS football's in the air. We got draft season coming upon us. College baseball's rolling. There's just a lot. We got UEFA Champions League. We got some really awesome golf going on right now. There's a tournament that just started. I believe it was today. First round coverage. And, we've added that into HoopBALL. We're up to almost 10 cappers. That's awesome. That's crazy. Again, for 33 cents a day. Or for free here on the podcast, on our Twitters. But Discord is where it's at for us right now. A lot of people are enjoying it. Call it trendy or whatever. I don't know. But wanted to give a shout out to the Golf Channel. Not the one on TV or Golf Wager Pass thread here. VT Yankee. He's been getting this whole golf thread going, and it's really awesome. Really enjoy it over the last couple weeks since he's been on. Want to throw a couple of his plays out there. Not sure exactly how they're going right now. I know we're a couple hours after their tee times, but he did have Patrick Reed -130 at DeChambeau. I'm just kind of reading his analysis here. Fading DeChambeau here. He has been inconsistent the last two tournaments. Reed gained over 2 strokes in tee to green and almost 2 strokes in putting. And he won the last tournament he played in. He was also on, Cameron Smith -145 against Kevin Na, risking 2 units to win 1.4. Cameron Smith is in great form and I'll continue to ride him. Kevin Na has shot in the 70s his last 6 rounds of golf. He is losing 2 strokes in approach and over 1 stroke in tee to green. So yeah, obviously, let's see how these pan out. Again, I'm not 100% sure how they're going. I just think it's awesome that we have golf coverage. It's a sport that I like. I love watching the big tournaments and such, but this is some deep scrub stuff, and this is awesome. And speaking of golf, best wishes to Tiger Woods. I think it's just kind of, you got to say it. That sucks for anyone, what happened to him. So, you know, think what you want about Tiger Woods and have your opinions any which way, but he's a human, he's a person, and, you know, that really sucks. He's great for the sport of golf. So let's move on from that somber mode that I just put us in. College basketball. Let's start off with, you know, small schools, obviously, because we only have one ranked team playing tonight, Loyola Chicago. But there's going to be some definite hammer spots and some chalk spots and then some very, very big value spots. I will say, and if you follow me on the Action Network, not an affiliate, but a great tool, you know who our affiliate is, TallySite. But, you know, you've probably seen I've cut a bunch of games on my card. You know, I've been making some changes and I've been swapping things out. Currently live, the North Florida Stetson game is tied 36 at half. I swapped from North Florida +4 to Stetson -4 after taking like a third look at it. I just found something, two other things that it just tweaked the formula a slight bit. Talk about some hammer spots. Wagner, Central Connecticut State. This was the two-unit play yesterday that we won on. It was -7.5 for Wagner. They won by 20. 20 down to 9.5 is where I've got it. It's all the way up to 10. It opened at 9. Sure, it's a back-to-back. We've seen weird, wonky stuff with back-to-backs this year in college basketball, but this is Wagner, and this is Central Connecticut State we're talking about. Central Connecticut State's probably the worst team in college basketball. I would put them up there to be. And then you've got Wagner, who is dominant within the Northeastern Conference, and then their defense, I don't think you're going to account for, you know, the 12 or 13 points you need to cover the spread in, you know, a day's advancement. You know, what's the matchup going to bring that it didn't yesterday, when the quality of teams of this matchup is obviously significantly different on the polar spectrum. So that's what I think about that. And spoiler alert, it's going to be a three-unit play in the wager pass. So I threw UC Davis and Cal Poly off of my card. Something just threw me off about it. Tulane, Cincinnati, as good as Tulane's defense is and as little points as they allow, their offense is, I mean, they're just right around 300th in so many categories, and it's, I can't trust it. I can't trust that. I am trying to operate a little bit more disciplined as of late, and I've been kind of leaning heavily on, you know, quote unquote, great defenses and efficient defenses, but overlooking some of the offensive metrics. And then with shifting my focus now, I've kind of seen a little bit better result, a little more educated and diligent result. So that's, you know, using some second judgment on that. We got some really great mid-afternoon games, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock around the clock. Sorry. Tangents today are abundant. It's Friday. So let me get back into some sort of focus as far as organization and talking about these games in order of which they should tip off. Some 3 o'clock games that I know HoopBall has some opinions on, because I see the Discord blowing up right now. St. Francis, New York, shot the lights out yesterday. They probably won't do that again today against Merrimack. Merrimack -2.5 at home. I think that's an easy one. And my compadres over here in the hoopball sector have really talked me into that. A stagnant line in Ryder and St. Peter's. It's not moved at all. 3 o'clock on ESPN Plus. I'll be watching a bit of it because I like the St. Peter's team. Them and Siena are going to be playing pretty much back-to-back in the MAAC for the Friday action. Plus 10 for Ryder on the road. St. Peter's, they're just – I didn't really, like, put them on my no-bet list, but I've just not had any success betting their games. It's not anything against them. It's not a team that I dislike. But Ryder is getting 74% of the money. So it's just like a really weird game that we just don't really need to be a part of because there's some really great value elsewhere. Long Island and Bryant. I meant to keep an eye on this game yesterday. That's a second leg of a back-to-back. I was anticipating probably a lot of points scored, but the total was absolutely high. They went over the 164.5, 80-87. Bryant won. So I wouldn't be shocked if LIU turned around and won today. Equal efforts, maybe lesser of the 80 realm, but I think maybe today is where the defense locks in a little more, but the offense still going to get theirs. But again, that's just I was just kind of looking at that and being opinionated. So don't take it as a play or what have you. I'll tell you what I'm playing. I just ruined my whole like base of my wager pass for y'all. No, I'd do it again. Manhattan, Siena. This is another game I couldn't really make heads or tails on. So I'm not going to talk too much about it. George Washington, St. Bonnie's. I can't pick St. Bonnie's this year. They're pretty much on my do not bet list. I'm going to add them. I'm putting a note right now on some paper. DNB, close quotes, St. Bonnie's. All right. George Washington. I think it is a good value spot for them, though. Inefficient offense, but so, I mean, St. Bonnie's is streaky and they rely on defense. So, whenever there's two grind style teams, one with an underdog mentality, like a dog mentality, I like getting involved with some high double digit spreads like this and certain narratives in certain spots. And it's getting some movement from 15 to 14 for George Washington on the road. So, you know, I'll double check my tally site picks. I might have actually looked into that one. No, I didn't. I left it off. So let me refresh my card on tally site. I'm going to make that pick. I'm at 10th, by the way, this week. Trying to chase down a top five finish at least. So what I said, LIU would bounce back. I think the under will, they shaved 3.5 points off of it from yesterday. I'm good on that. Merrimack. Yeah, we need to throw Merrimack on there. I went straight up and -2.5. Let's just go ahead and pick Siena, even though 100% of the 14 picks are on Siena. Stay with the pack sometimes. George Washington. Here we go. +14.5. All right. Under 135.5 also, just to throw a little sprinkle on something. Again, this isn't for money. This isn't me placing bets. This is Tally Site. This is our affiliate. It's the website I make picks on against other pros throughout all the sports industry. So, all right, let's get back on track. Sorry about that. I just wanted to make sure to update my card and not forget to do it. It's kind of good to do it while you're in it. It's like cleaning while you cook. That's like one principle and one philosophy my dad shared with me, and that stuck with me for a very long time. And I clean as I do anything. I clean and I organize my desk as I get ready for this show or as I do this show. So preventative maintenance. All right. So I've got a couple of games I'm really excited to talk about. Sunbelt. One we won't talk about till later in the show because it's at 8. Another game I took out of my card was Purdue Penn State. That one's just, it's a 1 point, 1.5 point spread. I know Purdue's pretty bad on the road, but Penn State's 8-12. They've won a decent, I think they had like a decent win this week, but or last week. But no, I went and just took that off because it opened Purdue minus one. Now it's minus one or plus 1.5 for Purdue. Now they're the dog. University of Louisiana Monroe and Texas State. I love this one. This is going to be a fun game. What I like most about this is that the odds makers are really disrespecting University of Louisiana Monroe. And how they're doing that is because of the team totals. Now I get it. The first time that these two teams matched up, Monroe only scored 47 points. You know, but since then, they've improved significantly. And they have scored 65 plus in four of their last five, and two of those they scored 70 plus. And the two, yeah, and then before that, in the early parts of this month, but very beginning of the month, they played UT Arlington in a back-to-back, and they didn't score 60 in either of those games. But UT Arlington's one of the best defensive teams in the Sun Belt, Fun Belt, Fun Belt Friday. Man, I got all sorts of them. Fun Belt Friday or Mid-Major Friday? Probably Mid-Major. There's more games. I do love my Sun Belt. And you know, they're getting significant amount of upticks, the Warhawks, Monroe, in this matchup against Texas State defense. The Bobcats defense is no joke, like I said, but they've stepped down a notch significantly. They struggled in their last time out. We had a sweat on a wager pass play that came down to a couple of free throws for Texas State and key defensive possessions, and they were losing in that game in a couple of spots. So they struggle, and they struggle early. So here's what I'm rolling out. Here's what I'm going to do. Okay? Need you to follow along. Full game, I'm going to go ULM plus 9.5. And these are all one unit bets. Let's see, I've got minus 117 on this team total over 57. So we're betting 1.17 units to win one. ULM over 26 in the first half, minus 113. So we're putting 1.13 and 1.17 together. So on the team totals, looks like we're putting 2.3 units on them. First half and full game to win 2 units on the team totals for the Warhawks. And then we're going to roll that minus 110, 1.1 to win one on ULM plus 9.5. So we have 3.3 units tied into the Warhawks tonight. Think I did my math right there. Yeah. 3.3 units to win 3 on the Warhawks. We need a Monroe kind of night. So, all right. Well, that was one of the games I'm really excited to talk about. I'm excited to talk about all of them. Let me rewind a little bit. I need to go back to Drexel, James Madison. This is going to tip off at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So here in about an hour, hopefully we have the show out to you by then. Sorry, my bad. I did some extra prep this morning. Had to do some stuff around the house. You know, I like to get these out super bright and early, but you know, it was Friday. It's my day off. I slept in a little bit. I did a little work around the house. So I apologize. But nonetheless, we'll get this information out to you, I promise. Drexel on the road, and I'm just going to be brief here because this is a real complicated coin flip of a game. And it racked my brain a little bit, but I think I might have found, you know, something I liked. This was a game that originally was on my card, but I was originally on James Madison. So I took that out of my card, and then I added Drexel plus two at minus 115. And then I went ahead and slapped Drexel plus 105 on there. And man, and see, this is how weird it is. And this is in the last 15 minutes. It's already back to plus 110. Or it's at 110 now for the Drexel money line. So let me swap that out. We're going to get that extra value. Get rid of the plus 105. And there we go. All right. So yeah, Drexel, I think that they win this game. I really... Oh man. I like the fact that they're ninth in opponent total rebounds in the country. They're seeing major downticks offensively against this James Madison defense, but a major upgrade in free throws, an uptick in free throw opportunities, which is something that they do well. They do well getting to the line, and they do well hitting their shots. They're 34th in the country in free throw percentage. I think Drexel will have the opportunity to let three-pointers fly. James Madison does allow a lot, you know, of attempts. They just got to hit them. And sometimes their three-point efficiency is not really there. They get a slight downtick for three-point percentage against this James Madison team. But ultimately, Drexel, I think, is a better defensive team, and they have a better opportunity to win the game in the two or three parts of the game that are, I think, is going to be what determines the overall and, you know, the finito end result, you know, the game script that cements it. So
the future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's just going to be a 1.1 to win one on Drexel, but I do like Drexel on the plus two, or I'm sorry, so it'd be plus 1.15 units to win one on Drexel plus two. And then on the money line, we're going to just do a flat one unit so we can win 1.1. So, man, I talked about it. Now I got a little more nervous. I was feeling all right about it when I was writing the notes, and now I'm a little nervous. Let's see, what crop of games are we on? We talked about George Washington and Bonnie's. Nebraska of Omaha, Denver, no thank you. We're going to punt that one. UC San Diego, UC Irvine, let's go ahead and punt that one. Richmond, St. Louis, super weird game, very entertaining A-10 matchup, though. Tonight, 6 o'clock on ESPN2. College basketball fans, you should probably watch this one. It's going to be a good game that determines some of the A-10 standings and the brackets for their conference tournament. Basketball fan game, hard to handicap one. Montana State, Idaho. Idaho is still without a win. They're going to be trying to avoid an 0-20 season tonight. And I don't bet teams that have gone defeated or undefeated. You know, obviously 1-0s and 2-0s or whatever happen, but I don't try to go out of my way to bet against an 0-19 team. Montana's lost 4 in a row. They haven't covered for, you know, almost 6 games now. Idaho's actually covered more games than Montana State has in the last 5. So, you know what? Yeah, why? Oh, my God. No, nope. No, not doing it. I told myself I would be disciplined today. I literally almost just loaded up Idaho plus 12 on my card. Nope. All right. Talked myself out of it. Thanks, y'all. I think they do cover, though. Middle Tennessee State, Old Dominion. Real tough one here. Really weird. It's gone up from 9.5 to 10.5, over under 134.5. Middle Tennessee State just really fell off the last couple of years. You know, they were in the NCAA tournament as a 12 seed a couple of years ago, making some noise. So they didn't recruit. I guess that I think there's a coaching change within the last year or two. And yeah, North Texas, Marshall, this will be a really good matchup. We're into the 6 o'clock games now. I might need to backtrack though. Y'all know how I go. Yeah, we'll briefly backtrack. App State, Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern at home, -2. Just a single possession spread. I like it. App State, I was not impressed with their defensive efforts against Georgia State or the last couple of games. I was on them to cover as an underdog last game. I'm going to roll against them this time. North Texas, Marshall, like I said, could be really exciting, really explosive, over under 142.5. I think this could get to 150. +3.5 for North Texas. I mean, there's going to be a crap ton of points scored, in my opinion, so why not take the team getting points? I mean, if they're – let's look at some team totals. I want to kind of – and then let me – look, this is – I'm going to run through my process here. I have not actually dug into this game today. But I am popping open some tabs as we speak, and we're going to figure out if there's any value on this game right now. Team totals right now, over under 69.5 for North Texas, and it's shaded to the over. And so we have 73 points on the team total for Marshall, and that's shaded heavily to -122. So over 73 for Marshall expected. 142.5 is the team total. So what, we take 70 plus 73, that's 143. So based off the team totals and the shading, the Vegas people are trying to tell us that there is a slight chance and some slight value in the over 142.5. Maybe a little more value if you buy that hook and you get to -115, -120 for over under 142. I'm not advising it. I'm just thinking out loud. Checking injuries. And no new stuff. Nope. So we are good there. We have nothing to worry about there. I like to look at an overview, do a light brushing, kind of compare average score margin for both teams, plus 9.5 for North Texas, plus 9.4 for Marshall. No significant difference there. Effective field goal percentage. Both these teams shoot 55%. Both have an offensive rebound percentage. That was embarrassing. Percentage of over 20%, but Marshall or North Texas has the advantage at 26.6%. Now, Marshall scores 82.5 points per game. North Texas's defense allows 60.6. That's a crazy difference. That's 22 points. Marshall allows 73.1 points a game. North Texas scores 70. Now, the question is, does Marshall score in the 60s or do they score in the 70s? And if they score in the 70s, do they score 71 or 72 points? And then for North Texas, we're looking at 70. They score 70 a game. Marshall gets... They're getting 3 points based off of what Marshall gives them. Oh, man, that's close. Marshall allows the higher opponent effective field goal percentage, so maybe North Texas could hit a couple more of their shots based off of these loose numbers. Let's dig a little deeper. I'm going to look into some splits. I'm going to see what each team does well. I'm looking into national rankings now, just kind of seeing how these teams play. Obviously, I think right now I'm starting to look and see a little more value and maybe a North Texas team total. But I'm also looking at the over. I think full game over. I'll check into some first half stuff as I roll through this. And I'll speed it up because we got more games to talk about. But I'm just kind of trying to give you a little look into the process here. Not that it works extremely well, but, you know, it's kind of how I do it. And it's how I put together this show and my picks and the articles and everything. So North Texas, they're 19th in 2-point percentage. 17th in the country at shooting percentage. See, but the thing is, I look across the board. So the rankings that I use shows what the team does as an offense. And then in a mirror, it shows what that defense they're playing against does. So it'll tell me what North Texas does, what their percentage is, how they're ranked. And then it'll say what Marshall's such and such is. And 2-point percentage, you know, North Texas shoots 55.8% from 2-point percentage, but Marshall only gives up 47.2% from 2-point percentage as a defense. Now they're only ranked 87th in the country, but that is a drastic downtick. That's what I've been saying with downtick and uptick. So that's a layer that, you know, I've been looking at in that regard. And so I'm trying to find a massive uptick anywhere. Field goals made per game, they're going to get probably maybe an extra one. Their shooting efficiency is going to go down. I'm not saying like this isn't like what it should, you know. Marshall allows 42.7% as a field goal shooting percentage. It's a downtick from North Texas's 48.4, which is 17th best in the country. Then we flip over to Marshall and, you know, what they do against North Texas's defense. Now, North Texas's defense, significantly better than Marshall's. These defensive, I mean, they are top 50 in everything. Holy crap. Except opponent free throw percentage and opponent free throw attempts per field goal attempt, and they are 96th and 84th, respectively, in opponent free throw makes and attempts. But Marshall's not strong at free throw makes or attempts. So 3-point attempts per game, 25.8 for Marshall. North Texas, 18.6 to their opponents. Downtick. Three-pointers made, 9.2. Downtick to 5.6. Field goals attempted per game, 63.8. Downtick to 53.8. Field goals made per game, 30.7, which is fifth best in the country. 21.7 for University of North Texas's defense, 15th best in the country. Downtick. Shooting efficiency, 1.153, 30th best in the country for Marshall. Downtick to 0.991, 21st best in the country. Shooting percentage, 48.2%. Downtick to 40.4%. 2-point percentage, 56.7%. Downtick to 45.8%. Okay, I think we know where we're going now. I think I based off that and the downticks on North Texas's side, call me crazy, and I'll see what the trends have been doing lately with these two teams and the totals and whatnot. But I think I want to play the under. I did not know that North Texas defense was that good, and Marshall's no chump either. I mean, sure, they rank, you know, within the 200s and some stuff. But, let me do some digging on this total here. 56% of the money's getting the under, 63% is getting the over. I'm going to throw the under on my card. Under 142.5. I like that one, actually. Wow. Green on green tonight. Green on green to make some green. Marshall mean green matchup right here, you know? The Thundering Herd, the mean green. 12-6, 12-5. Friday. I don't know. Friday had nothing to do with that, but you catch my drift. We spent a lot of time on that game, and I apologize, folks, but that's just what I wanted to do. And, you know, I learned something about these teams. Five straight unders for North Texas. Five straight overs for Marshall. Wow. Now, to go back to my point about myself and my habits, I did say that I've been trying to be more disciplined the last couple of days, and it was a specific goal for me today. Now, I've told myself to trust more in offense lately instead of relying on defenses. Now, but that was for ATS purposes. The numbers are there for us on this under, I think. You know, I feel. Let's roll with it. Under 142.5. All right. Let's get back to the slate of games. My apologies on that. We still got some NBA to talk about, so I need to hustle and bustle here a little bit. Let me throw out the games that I'm punting. Missouri State, Evansville, punt. Southern Utah, Northern Arizona, punt. Fairleigh Dickinson, Sacred Heart. We were on Dickinson yesterday. This is a back-to-back. Sacred Heart, I think, comes out and wins this game, but ultimately a punt. Coastal Carolina, Troy, punt. Arkansas State, UT Arlington, punt. Bowling Green and Akron, exciting action matchup for Friday. I just cannot pull the trigger. Maybe if I look into it a little more throughout the day. It's a 6 o'clock tip, so maybe, maybe not. 6:30, Rice, Louisiana Tech. No, University of Louisiana Lafayette, Little Rock. Absolutely not. New Mexico State, Tarleton State. No, thank you. Now we're getting into the 7 o'clock games. Let me talk about some other ones I got opinions on, and then we will roll on to some NBA. Cause like I said, I got some NBA I actually want to talk about, but I need to get the show wrapped so I can get it to y'all. I didn't mean to do that deep dive like I did. Texas Rio Grande Valley plus three, Utah Valley. No opinion. UMKC, San Diego, or I'm sorry, South Dakota State. UMKC has been faltering a lot lately. It's a lot of points for my liking, though. South Dakota State plays a little more conservative as far as an offense. And 9 points is that's a decent amount. Not a play, not a lean, just kind of a thought. Now we're into 8 o'clock games. Southern Illinois, Loyola, Illinois. Only ranked team in action tonight. I've tried to support and love this Southern Illinois team, especially because of Marcus Domask. I love what that kid does all around for this Salukis team. And if they would have had a better season, he would have had a shot at Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, but that's probably not happening. And I really, really don't think this is a game I'm going to really be paying attention to for betting purposes. So putt. I think I'm going to go ahead and add Grand Canyon -5.5 at Seattle. I think their defense does well against what Seattle tries to do. They close out on the three-point line, so they're going to make Seattle a little uncomfortable. Now they'll have to win the rebounding battle and then make sure to cut out turnovers. But I like Grand Canyon and that defense that they roll out. They have a really good post-dominant offense, and they're really fun to watch once they get the ball working through zones. Hmm. 8 o'clock games. Let's shift on into those. I've got a couple I want to talk about. Georgia State, Southern Alabama. Southern Alabama, hottest team in the Sun Belt, obviously. They've got a 7-game win streak going. I'm not sure what the all-time Sun Belt record is for wins in a row. My guess would probably have to be double digits. But South Alabama, they're rolling right now. They beat Georgia State already. This is the third matchup. This is going to be a close game. I'm going to call it what it is. But Southern Alabama, they keep rising. It opened as a pick. It's 2.5 now, +2.5. And they're the home dog on a 7-game win streak, absolutely getting no love. Absolutely none. I mean, they're the clear-cut number one or two team in the Sun Belt. They have a chance to clinch the one seed this weekend. They got to win tonight. They need help from Texas State losing. But Georgia State fell victim to the 7-game win streak already. South Alabama is already, it's up to +130. It was at +105 when I initially had it. I swapped out because I'm getting that extra value. And look at, I mean, it's disrespectful. Now, I could be eating crow later on, but ultimately, this is just, you know, and we've seen these lines the last 2 or 3 days, and I've been a victim of it, so I think I'm trying to take advantage of it tonight. And that's these lines that go the opposite way that just feel really weird, and it doesn't make sense, but it makes the people that are on that side a little more comfortable, kind of like how I was with Akron. Yeah, let's move with South Alabama, the Jaguars. So, Northern Iowa, Illinois State, under 142.5, inefficient offenses, pretty decent defense, and troubles at the free throw line. Yeah, believe it or not, that has something to do with it. Nevada, Utah State, we got a really great Mountain West Conference matchup. I mean, I got to roll with +7.5 for Nevada. These two teams are just really good quality, and they are evenly matched up. And unless there's been some injury stuff that's popped up, I don't think there has been. But I'm going to double check right now. Utah State plays great defense. I know. And they're playing really good right now. But fact of the matter is Nevada, they can – yeah, no injuries. Nevada can score, and they can play defense of their own. And I honestly wouldn't be shocked if Nevada just won outright tonight. I mean, yeah, it's not too far off. There's no way they should be this big of an underdog. Nevada, Utah State. Yeah. Nevada plus 7.5. Talked about Grand Canyon, Seattle. I'm going to wrap up these 8 o'clock games. None other, I don't have any other bets or anything I'm looking at on. Okay, so Cal State Northridge, Cal State Bakersfield, -8 for Cal State Bakersfield. I would lean on that, actually. Northridge is pretty terrible. It, you know, they're pretty bad. Cal State Bakersfield looking for their 15th win. Fresno State, UNLV, two 10 win teams, and no opinion from me. UC Santa Barbara, UC Riverside. This is going to be a really cool close matchup, in my opinion. Got the Gauchos from Santa Barbara, -2.5-point road favorites. I wouldn't be surprised if Riverside defended their home court over under 132.5, over something that I could be maybe getting into. I want to look into this game. It's a 10 o'clock tip, so we got time. We can maybe use it as a chase game for a little fun, for a little entertainment, if we're not ready for bed. Long Beach State +6.5 against Hawaii. I actually like that. I didn't really look at that before. It's an 11 o'clock tip. So, hey, we might have some West Coast action tonight. Don't go to sleep early. I actually like these last two games. I'm going to dig into those a little further. But we need to get over to the NBA side. Let me do that real quickly so I can tie a bow on this and we can get this show out. Again, sorry for the longevity and the long-windedness. If you bump me down to a 4 or 3-star review, then I definitely understand. I like the Pacers +120 tonight against the struggling Celtics. Detroit +110 as an underdog against the Kings. Luke Walton out there breaking clipboards has no control over this team, not to mention they're not 100% confident nor healthy. Bulls +6.5 against Phoenix. This is probably going to be a bullish mistake of mine, but Phoenix playing some really good ball right now. Chicago's been covering games. They're a game under 500, and the Bulls, believe it or not, play some really good defense, covering three of their three in a row, winning three in a row, and barely missing the cover against Philly. Otherwise, they'd be on a pretty hefty ATS roll right now. And so it was a 1-point loss on that spread bet. I'm also looking at Oklahoma City +5.5. I've got over 227.5 in that same game against Atlanta. Like I said, more NBA bets for me today than normal. I just like a lot of this. I know Golden State -5.5. Golden State's getting a ton of love, even in HoopBall, in the Discords and everything. I like this Charlotte team. I'm probably biased because I have multiple pieces of their offense on my fantasy teams. Over 233.5, Charlotte +6, another couple 2-1, same game dabble. Portland +5 against the Lakers. This one will probably get ultimately cut from my card. I might update my card a little bit, but for the most part, I like all those. No opinions on the games that I didn't speak of, so like I said, we need to wrap a bow on this, and it's my fault. Don't forget to use the promo code HoopBall20 on manscaped.com. You use that, you get the 20% off, you get the free shipping. Then go over to hoop-ball.com, check out the premium stuff, scroll through the community threads, join up, just get the bruise letter, sign up for whatever you think would be good for you. We have a ton of content. Then I need those 5-star reviews, y'all. Screenshot them, at least 10 words, and then we're looking to give you something. I mean, it's that easy. So it's a giveaway. It's a cash giveaway. Spoiler alert. So do that. Help us grow, and then we will grow your pockets. I mean, we already are, but, you know, the more we can do, the more we can do for you. See how that works? We're going to have a great day today. We're going to kick off the weekend. I'm feeling really good about this, and you know, this was a fun show. I really liked doing that live dig for y'all to kind of unravel the Frankenstein mind. And again, join in the Discord family. The more the merrier. The college basketball one is growing by the day, and I love it. So once again, you know how I like to end the show. I am sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. Make sure that you be safe And we will see you around on the next one. DALE 007 out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.